Module 3, Physical Conditioning, Chapter 2, Getting in Elk Shape. If Chapter 1 of this module was the motivational fluff, consider this chapter to be the meat and potatoes. It's easy to talk about all the things we need to do to be better elk hunters, but it can be difficult sometimes to know where to really start. By the time you make it to the end of this chapter, you won't have an excuse not to do something. I mentioned previously that there are certain activities and muscle groups associated with those activities that are important to focus on when training for elk season. Ultimately, hiking long distances and carrying heavy loads sum up an elk hunt. And while throwing on a heavy pack and hitting the hills is a great workout, it isn't always a regular possibility based upon location and free time. Let's throw location and free time out the window for the sake of this discussion. It's completely possible to get in better shape at home in less than 3 hours per week. If you want to look like a bodybuilder, it's going to take more time than that, obviously, but my goal isn't to motivate you to live in a gym all week. If you simply want to be healthier and stronger than you currently are, you can do it without a major sacrifice. When is the best time to start? Now. Right now. I've been very active all my life. My parents wisely sheltered me from video games and TV, and it led me to spending every free minute of my childhood roaming the mountains outside my back door. I enjoyed sports in high school and college, but even through all of that, I never stepped foot into a gym. You could probably guess that by looking at me, I know. However, once I graduated from college and got a real job sitting at a computer desk all day, things started changing. Not overly fast, but things did change. Fortunately, I was still young enough that I could get out on the weekends and hike hard, and basketball a couple nights a week kept my cardiovascular system running pretty smoothly. Then I got married. Don't get me wrong, getting married to my beautiful, supportive, and understanding wife was, and still is, one of the greatest blessings in my life. But life changes when we get married. My selfish free time was somewhat reduced, as was my physical activity. And then we had a baby. And another. And one more. Again, three of my most cherished blessings, but children changed my schedule. I hit that next elk season as a late 20s athlete who was still relying on my youthful energies and suddenly thought something was wrong with my lungs. The mountains were suddenly steeper and the air was mysteriously thinner. The next year, I decided I would be prepared. In fact, I hit the gym a full 2 months before elk season that summer. My wife still laughs when I sarcastically mention that it's time to get ready for elk season. She understood something back then that I didn't. Working out can become a part of your lifestyle, and the benefits will last much longer than the month of September. There's always a balance, and the daily responsibilities of real life can be taxing. But setting aside at least some time for getting in shape and maintaining that level of fitness is something I feel is very important. What I'm saying is don't wait until July 1st to start your annual elk season gym membership or your home workout routine. Make it a part of your life right now and incorporate it into your regular schedule throughout the year. How much is enough? That's totally up to you. If you're doing something to better yourself physically 3 times a week, it's going to make a difference during elk season. And realistically, an hour on those 3 days is sufficient. It really depends on what you set as your personal goals, but my message is this. Do something. And do something that will benefit you as an elk hunter. Elk shape workouts. As I mentioned, each one of us are at different points in our lives and have different goals and limitations when it comes to physical conditioning. I tapped into the fitness minds of several of my good friends and fellow members of the Elk101.com pro staff and have come up with several different workout programs that they recommend to get you into elk shape. If you don't currently have a program that you're implementing, you can choose one of these or combine them into a workout that you already like. In a nutshell, the following workout programs will help you work on the key areas of fitness for elk hunting and improve your endurance, strength, and cardio. For the first video, I tapped into the fitness minds of my good friends Brian Call and Anthony Spencer. If you're familiar with the Gritty Podcast, you already know Brian and Anthony. If you're not already following the Gritty Podcast, You probably need to be. You can find out more about them and listen to their awesome podcast about hunting at www.grittybowman.com. In their workout video, Brian and Anthony share a very basic free weight body weight program that focuses on simple lifts aimed at increasing the strength and mobility of your muscles, tendons, and joints. The second video details a higher energy CrossFit style workout that my good buddies and twin brothers, Mark and Jeff Skousen, utilize to get into elk shape. Their program incorporates cardio into the exercises and mixes things up to keep you from burning out or getting bored. Be sure to check out their supplemental video at the end showing several additional cardio and alternate exercises you can mix into your workout. The third workout is an awesome home-based workout that allows you to utilize equipment you already have to get a full body workout that will make you mountain strong. I teamed up with one of the most successful bow hunters I know, Russ Meyer, and followed him through one of his backpack workouts. And the last workout video is from my good friend Dan Staten from elkshape.com. This is a very simple 10 to 15 minute workout that's great for those on a time crunch. It will strengthen your legs, back, core, and lungs and not require very much for time or equipment. Again, these videos and workouts aren't designed to work for everyone, but if you need some inspiration and direction, you have some excellent choices here. Brian, Anthony, Mark, Jeff, Russ, and Dan all take their physical conditioning for elk season very seriously. I'm confident that if you apply any of these programs, you'll be a better prepared elk hunter this fall. Personally, I've adapted my own workout using pieces from each of these workouts, and I couldn't be happier with the results. Pay particular attention to the four core lifts that are used in both of the first two videos: overhead presses, squats, deadlifts, and pull-ups. My back and core have never been stronger. To access the videos from this module, be sure and check out the web version or the app version of the University of Elk Hunting online course. Supplement your efforts. It's true that much of my motivation to begin working out several years ago revolved around my desire to continue eating a bowl of ice cream each night. A good workout and a bowl of ice cream seemed to keep me in a well-balanced routine. However, when a good friend suggested counting my protein, carb, and fat intake and adjusting my diet as needed, I noticed immediate improvements and gains in my efforts, albeit at the sacrifice of nightly ice cream. While I'm still a long ways from eating a strict diet of salads and raw salmon, I did recognize the benefits of putting good fuel into my body if I wanted to reap better results from my hard work. Put good in, get good out. Again, I'm not a dietitian, and everyone has different dietary needs and tastes, so I'm not going to give you a recommended meal schedule. However, I would urge you to consider what you're putting into your body and understand whether it's going to assist you or hinder you in what you're trying to accomplish. Fortunately for me, my wife is awesome at making sure our food is healthy and unprocessed. With a small garden and a full freezer, it makes it easier to eat healthy, and I definitely benefit from her efforts in that regard. In addition to putting good food into my body, I've also noticed serious improvements and gains by utilizing supplements. I'm not talking about steroids or anything like that. If you've seen a picture of me, you realize I probably didn't need to clarify that. What I'm talking about are healthy, natural supplements that support your activities and assist your body's natural abilities to improve. I think it's safe to say that no one wants to waste time preparing for elk season. We all want to be as efficient and as effective as possible both before and during elk season. When it comes to elk hunting fitness, there are a couple things you can do to maximize the efforts you're putting into your conditioning. First, eat clean. Your body needs certain nutrients to operate at a high level. Processed foods, refined sugars, these impede your body's ability to function and will minimize the effort you put into getting into elk shape. Stay away from bad foods as much as possible and eat good, healthy, whole foods, proteins, vegetables, nuts, etc., that don't have labels filled with ingredients you can't pronounce. Secondly, replenish your body with the fuels it's expending when you work out. As you push your body, it uses fuel, and you'll likely need to supplement those fuels to make sure your body can keep up with your level of conditioning. I don't want any part of this course to feel like it's a sales pitch, but at the same time, I do want to provide you with the exact information and products that I use. If you have no interest in supplements, that's totally okay. However, if you are interested in what I consider to be the most beneficial, healthy, and natural supplements, here's a list of what I personally use to supplement my fitness efforts. Mountain Ops makes some of the cleanest, most efficient, natural supplements that are targeted at benefiting hunters and outdoor enthusiasts. They have a full selection of supplements based upon your individual needs and workout level. Here's a list of the supplements I take to fuel me in my workouts and help me stay in elk shape. Mountain Ops Ammo. This is a protein meal replacement. Ammo can be taken as a meal replacement or as a post-workout shake. It's high in protein and low in fats and carbs. It doubles to build muscle using proteins and lose weight using flaxseed. Ammo uses all natural sweeteners and is loaded with vitamins and minerals, including 4.5 servings of real fruits and vegetables in each serving. It will aid in muscle recovery and performance and decrease inflammation. I take one scoop of ammo each morning in a breakfast shake. If you're curious, lemon poppy seed is my current favorite flavor. Mountain Ops Enduro. This is a cardio enhancement. Enduro drink mix is great for use during a workout or a hike. It will aid in cardio enhancement and in boosting nitric oxide. Enduro uses L-arginine, a natural amino acid that increases blood flow and oxygen to your muscles. It allows cells to rehydrate faster and stay hydrated while efficiently removing waste from muscles to decrease fatigue. If you're looking for a way to improve performance, endurance, and hydration, Enduro is a good go-to drink mix. I drink Enduro during my workouts as well as during my hunts. As a side note, if you're looking for a little more kick, for example, during a pre-workout, check out Yeti. Mountain Ops Yeti has natural caffeine that will give you a good boost during your workout without the weird effects like buzzing and shaking that many other workout boosters have. I personally try to avoid caffeine, but if you need an extra boost of natural energy to get you going, Yeti is a good option. Mountain Ops Phoenix. This is a performance recovery. Phoenix is a post-workout recovery supplement. It's packed full of BCAAs, which are the branched-chain amino acids that, when taken right after a workout, work to speed up the repair of broken-down muscles. Phoenix also has bovine colostrum whey to assist in removing lactic acid buildup in the muscles in less than 2 hours. This helps eliminate sore muscles so you can recover quickly and work out more frequently. This recovery will also boost your body's natural immune response, which will help you stay healthy and avoid illness. I take one Phoenix capsule each day. Mountain Ops Multivitamin. The Multi-V supports your immune system as well as overall bone and tissue health. It's packed full of vitamins and minerals and is a great way to give your body everything it needs to function at a healthy level. I take one multivitamin per day. In addition to these four supplements, I've also found benefits in the following products, although I don't take them regularly. Mountain Ops Solitude. This is high altitude performance. Solitude provides enhanced physiological respiration performance. In layman terms, it helps you breathe better when your lungs are restricted. Think high elevation. Solitude works to improve your lungs' ability to ventilate during periods of low oxygen. It also reduces inflammation, fatigue, and lactic acid buildup while increasing adrenal support to regulate hormonal responses to stress. I usually take Solitude for a week or so leading up to a hunt, and then each morning throughout the hunt. Mountain Ops Blaze. This is for increased focus and energy. Blaze provides increased sustainable energy and mental sharpness throughout the day. It uses a natural, healthy caffeine that truly does not provide the typical midday crash that accompanies most other boosters. The all-natural ingredients work to keep you focused and alert and help burn fat. Be sure to take Blaze with a meal and not on an empty stomach. In addition to these products, Mountain Ops has several other natural, healthy supplements that will aid you in whatever fitness goals you have. From muscle builders to detox and cleanse, Mountain Ops will help you conquer and get into elk shape. And just for signing up for the University of Elk Hunting online course, Mountain Ops has graciously extended a 10% discount on your orders. Simply visit www.mtnops.com and use the code ELK101 when you check out to take advantage of your 10% discount. Put it to the test. Similar to what I discussed in the scouting module, the best laid plans are only valuable if they actually work in the field. You should find ways to put your physical conditioning to a simulated test a few times well in advance of elk season. I've found a handful of ways to evaluate where I am and spend some quality time doing things slightly more enjoyable than hanging out in the gym. First, shoot your bow or rifle. Proficiency with your weapon will be a large part of your recipe for success. Go for a run or jog back and forth between the target and your weapon, or do some burpees in between shots. You'll get your heart rate up and be able to better simulate a real shot experience, which usually involves a sudden jolt of adrenaline and a shortness of breath. Another great activity that can help us prepare for elk season is going to local shooting events. I prefer 3D archery shoots as they give me a chance to hike and shoot my bow at animal targets in very realistic hunting setups. Plus, it gives me a chance to spend time with my hunting partners and family, all while bringing me one step closer to being more prepared for elk season. There are physical elements as well as mental elements of focus and concentration that I feel benefit me greatly in the actual elk woods. You'll likely find me at several Total Archery Challenge or Northwest Mountain Challenge archery events each summer. Lastly, throw on your pack and go for a day hike or an overnight bivy trip with a good load. Bivy trips are great as they not only test your physical conditioning, but also give you a chance to prove your gear. In both cases, it's a great way to evaluate where your weaknesses are and then work to improve those weaknesses over the next several weeks. If you can combine these trips with scouting, even better. Summary. Physical conditioning is one of the elements of elk hunting that could realistically be a full course all by itself. Getting in and staying in elk shape will bring benefits and satisfaction into your life well beyond elk hunting. And the fitness market is exploding right now as more and more people are realizing those benefits. And while I fully agree that you don't have to be in elk shape to kill elk, I would absolutely argue that you are a better elk hunter when you are in shape than you are when you aren't in shape. The advantages of being in elk shape are far-reaching and will supplement the efforts you make in other areas as well. You don't have to be a world-class athlete or a gym rat to be a better elk hunter. And if spending hours upon hours in the gym isn't for you, I get it. Just do something. The investment you make in your physical conditioning right now is going to pay off in huge ways in elk season. Set a goal to be in better shape in September than you are right now, and then go and conquer. Okay, it's time to switch gears and go from motivational to mechanical. Next, we're going to talk about elk hunting gear.